This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, May 18th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. As workers worldwide become even more suspicious about global trade deals which decrease democratic control and enhance corporate power, the labor movement is warning about yet another deal being negotiated in secret. The Trades and Services Agreement, known by its acronym TISA, is being negotiated by 22 countries plus the European Union. It includes the world's biggest economy, the United States. If implemented, TISA would cover 70% of the world's trade and services. At the forefront of the international labor movement's campaign against TISA is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF represents more than 4.5 million transport workers who are members of 700 unions in 150 countries. I talked to Sam Dawson about TISA. Mr. Dawson is the ITF's press and editorial manager. I asked him first to describe TISA.
TISA is the Trade and Services Agreement, which is a global trade deal. It's been negotiated almost entirely behind closed doors. What we know about it, we know mainly by leaks, through leaks, by 22 countries, all in all, 23 entities, 22 countries, and then the last one is the European Union, which represents yet another 28 member states. So it's getting big. It's getting on for global.
Why is the ITF concerned about TISA? What would be some of the consequences of its application?
There are plenty of reasons to be concerned about TISA. One, because it's secretive. Two, because it's undemocratic. Three, because it actually hands over power to multinational corporations to make decisions about jobs and trade law right across the TISA block. And that potentially could threaten hard-won jobs and conditions.
Can you elaborate on those three reasons you just gave us? Why should workers be concerned about TISA?
Yeah. The reasons to be concerned about it because it's secretive. The negotiations have been done almost entirely behind closed doors. It's undemocratic in that it potentially hands power on laws, regulations, jobs and conditions over to an unelected set of multinational corporations and actually willingly surrenders the power of governments who are the representatives of the workers to set national law regarding health and safety, regarding job protection and so on. So it's a genuine threat to jobs and conditions. And it's actually, it is undemocratic because it takes our own laws away from us.
What are some of the aims of the ITF's campaign against TISA, the Trade and Services Agreement?
Well, if TISA is stoppable, it's stoppable by trade unions. We've seen that already in Paraguay and Uruguay. They were in the so-called TTIP, those 23 states and entities. Unions there went to their governments. They explained why TISA was bad for workers, was bad for democracy in those companies, and they actually exited this club. So we know it can be done, and we know unions are the ones who are going to do it, in conjunction, of course, with a lot of NGOs and so on. We want to see broad alliances. So what we're doing is running an informational campaign as the ITF, and the aim of that is to arm unions with the proof they need to go and tell their governments why TISA is such a bad deal. Follow the example of Uruguay and Paraguay. Persuade the governments, because it's the governments that, you know, should be out. They should be exiting this. So what we do is the ITF, we very strongly encourage anyone who's concerned about TISA to do something about it, to visit in particular our website, which is www.tisameanstrouble.org. I'll say it again, that's tisameanstrouble.org, where you can find what you need to equip yourself to push back against TISA. You'll find the information, the flyers, the leaflets, the case studies, the posters, the research, the links to what other unions are doing and other global union federations are doing, everything you need to actually be defending your rights and fighting back against TISA.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.